You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Bubba.com under the...
When the darkness don't let you sleep, I'ma hold you close. And when the space is all you need, I can let you go.
You're listening to The Rick and Bubba Show, the two sexiest fat men alive.
Leadership is about change. If you need no change, you need no leader. In times of change, people seek out more and better leaders. Those successful, sought-out leaders embrace the following thought. The best reformers the world has ever known are those who began with themselves. Mahatma Gandhi said, "We must be the change that we envision." Tolstoy said, "Everyone thinks of changing the world, but no one thinks of changing himself." One person cannot change another person. That the only person that can change themselves is themselves. You can change yourself, but I can't change you. You see, I'm responsible to you, but I'm not responsible for you. And there's a world difference between those two. But you're the only one that can take responsibility to change yourself. If you don't like some of the stuff that's in your life, or if you don't like some of the things that you're doing within your life, the only person that can change that is you. You can bring people around that will add value to you. You can get people around that will encourage you, be great friends, support you, walk through with you, coach you, do all that good stuff. But the only person that can change you is you. You can create the right environment. You can certainly do the right kind of teaching. But you're responsible to change yourself. One person cannot change another person. The second comment I would make about personal change is this. The only way things will change for me is when I change. It has nothing to do with hope. The only way that things will change for me is when I change. Or I've heard this before, I don't know why I'm this way. You are the way you are because that's the way you want to be. Fred Smith was exactly right when he said, if you really wanted to be any different, you would be in the process of changing right now. So when people say, I like things to turn out better for me. I like things to turn out right. I like things to turn out better in the organization or in my family, whatever it is. When you make the right personal changes, I believe this with all my heart, other things begin to turn out right.
Eight minutes after the hour, it's Helmsy. It's the Rick and Bubba Show. It's the kickoff hour. Welcome in to all the radio affiliates out there. The folks on TuneIn, hello. YouTube TV, I see you. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening, however you're watching. And then I'd like to say hello to the podcasters who'll get this later. They're fired up as usual, dedicated. Alongside me today, Greg Burgess.
All right.
Speedy out. We'll touch base with Speedy later on today. He's fine. He's not going anywhere. Hey, we can take a few days if we want to.
Yeah, we all need a few days off every now and then.
RNC day or night two was last night. I got into it a little bit.
Yeah. I fell asleep.
I did too. Well, I went to sleep at a certain point. And here's the deal. I can't.
Yeah, not, I'm not saying because of the RNC. Right. I just fell asleep because it was that time of night and I get up at 2:30.
I just made that decision. Because I knew I had a big day today. So, excited about the show today. We got a lot of fun going on. There's one thing that has started back with the kickoff hour that I'm enjoying thoroughly. And I don't really know what started this. It was last week. For those of you that don't know, about a year ago, we were introduced to an app called Marco Polo.
Marco Polo.
For those of you that don't know what Marco Polo is, it's simply you record a video message, and it goes to your group, an individual, whatever.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not hip. We're not cool.
This is one of those things we never really thought we would. I think it's Snapchat for adults. That's what I think it is.
And we quit. We had our little group, and we just quit doing it.
Well, I don't know. It was just like anything else with us. We cooled on it too quickly.
Yeah, we did.
We kind of forgot about it. And as a staff or as a team, as a kickoff hour anyway, we had our little group. We was having fun. We've all individually kept using it.
Yeah, my buddy Ryan Greenwood, you know, formerly worked at the show. Now he lives in Louisville.
He's my buddy too, Greg.
No, he's just my buddy. And, you know, like you or Speedy. Anyway, he's up in Louisville, so me and him communicate through it. But we as a group had pretty much quit doing it.
We did. And matter of fact, I've got...
Because we overdo it.
I've got three friends that I communicate this way, and that's really the only way we communicate.
Yeah.
And one of them lives off in Huntsville now, and so it's a good way for us to see each other and kind of hang out. But I guess it was on Friday night or Friday afternoon, maybe Saturday.
I can't remember who started it.
We started it back, and I got to tell you, it has brought a lot of joy to my life.
Yeah, it was funny. Speedy with his mask on and in a store and talking through the mask. And of course, then he was listening to mine in the store, and everybody could hear me. I told him, that's not a good idea, buddy, if I'm cutting up having fun.
Well, I will tell you this. You can feel safe with me because anytime I'm not the guy that watches and listens to those things in public without headphones. I'll listen to them, but I've got my headphones on.
That's
about tired of y'all making fun of me on that, too, by the way.
That's almost as irritating as the people that are talking on the phone out loud in public.
Yeah.
You know, when you're standing in line and they're over talking on the phone, that drives me nuts.
Whoever said that my headphones looked like I was wearing extension cords was excellent.
That, you know what? That is true.
I don't remember who. It might have been Speedy.
It was Speedy. It looked just like, I'm not sure what those are, but big orange.
I got to get some of those wireless Raycons that everybody's talking about. But serious business, I will wear them. I will not play anything out loud. So you keep doing what you're doing on my front.
Yeah,
and that's on Speedy. If he plays that in the middle of a superstore and you know that's on him. Yeah,
I will say this. He gave us footage of him jogging yesterday for a long time.
Yes.
And I can't talk when I jog, so I can't do it. But I thought he was just going to give us like, hey, here I am jogging. But he stayed with it.
He did.
I mean, took us through the whole neighborhood as he was running while Marco Polo.
We've had a lot to update each other with the show the last few days, and then with the RNC, and just we like knowing what's going on in everybody in each other's lives. And
yeah.
So this makes it really fun. You can really take a inside the home,
and we'll cool on it. We'll go.
We will. This will last probably till next Thursday.
Yeah, that'll be it. We'll be
and done. Then we'll be done. But I'm gonna tell you this: yesterday, in a season of life where I'm very frustrated with a few things at the house, and everybody that's dealing with these homeschool issues and kids that are in that teenage years, those rough 14 to 16, hey, I'm changing, body's changing, attitude's changing. It helped me yesterday get through some of that.
There you go.
So,
a lot going on.
So back to the RNC, did you give it anything last night at all? You
I said saw you fell him asleep. Pardon the guy.
Yeah, John Ponder. That was a great story.
That was a good story. I saw
his story in general is fantastic.
That was a good story.
Yeah.
I think you lost me after that. And again, I wanted to see it, but I was really sleepy. I nodded off on the couch, and when I do that, I just go get up and go to bed. If you're going to sit here and fall asleep on the couch, you might as well be in the bed asleep. Yeah. So that's what I did.
I did not see Melania, First Lady. I did not see her. I went back and watched it. Yeah. I went back and watched it this morning. I thought she did a great job.
Who am I, Bette Midler?
She's in trouble.
Yeah, I'm not making fun of her. I'm just saying it's hard to follow sometimes.
Yeah,
thick.
It was a Trump family fest. Tiffany Trump, one of the daughters, spoke last night. I thought she did a great job. Eric Trump did a good job. Mike Pompeo catching a lot of criticism today because this is a first time that anybody in a role like Secretary of State has been political during a campaign.
Yeah, they're claiming foul on that, I saw. And he was in Israel?
Yeah, Jerusalem, to be exact, I believe, yeah. But here's what I have to tell the left. Don't get mad because you didn't think about this.
Yeah, it's almost like, well,
you could have done something like this. You just didn't.
Listen.
Because you're not that creative.
And again, Biden released his statement on something. And this deal, them calling themselves the light, is kind of starting to creep me out a little bit. they keep the referring to the dark and coming to the light. Like that. I mean,
I know.
It gives me a creepy feeling.
To your point, I saw a clip yesterday.
I mean, that's their theme they're sticking with.
I think it was Tucker Carlson last night.
Their definition of light and mine must be two different
things. He did a series of everybody covering RNC night one. And it was every – from MSNBC to CNN to ABC to CBS, every CNBC, every single mainstream – they call it the mob media these days – they were using the exact same phrases and words. We've talked about this.
Yeah.
It's like they got a memo.
They got a script.
I'm not buying – do you want to buy into conspiracies? They were reading a script, every one of them.
Yeah.
And the word was dark. That was the key word they were using.
They've decided they're going to portray them as dark, and this is light.
Yeah. Trump is dark. These agenda is dark. And it was spot on. Boy, things turned dark early in the Republican National Convention. I mean, it was like they were reading us. Every one of them had the same play right in their hand, and they were reading it.
Somebody, like I say, Joe.
They're getting it from somewhere.
Oh, Uncle Joe tweeted out that he was referring to the light and the dark in his tweet. Again,
and that's where they're
getting it. It's starting to give me a little creepy.
They're taking it from Joe Biden and the rest of the radical.
Yeah, that seems to be their angle. For lack of a better word.
We've got so much this hour. You watched the documentary. I got to hear more about.
Yeah, a little baseball story I thought was interesting, you know. And again, wow. I mean.
We got a nice little story in baseball that happened yesterday as well.
Not giving baseball much.
Well, not either.
Need to.
Had to read the headlines to know this even happened. Well. We'll be back and discuss.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
The gravy, please.
Rick and Bubba. 22 minutes after the hour, Helmsy here alongside Greg Burgess. It is the kickoff hour, and it is the Rick and Bubba Show. Hope everyone is well. Greg, last night we had a little history.
A little baseball history.
I always love a little history.
You love that.
In baseball. You know, it's one of those things that's tough. The accomplishment is a no-hitter. Yep. And, you know, we had one last night.
On 0-2 to right field, Adam Engel is there! A no-hitter! The 19th in White Sox history!
First pandemic no-hitter?
It is.
On the edge of history. Line drive, and Adam Engel is right there.
So you had a no-hitter, Lucas Giolito.
Giolito.
No-hitter for the White
no
Sox.
No-hitter in the pandemic season.
It is. It's the first with no fans.
No-hitter's a no-hitter.
In the 1800s, didn't know this, there was a no-hitter with 500 people there. This is the lowest attendance since then.
Kind of forced.
Correct.
Not sure why they only 500. And well, because it was
1800s.
And they had a lot of more important things to do. But
yeah.
500 might have been a big crowd at that point.
I know. I think it was one of the first games when baseball started.
How about that? I think it was, who was the guy that been to baseball? Anyway, I can't remember.
Abner Doubleday.
Doubleday. That's right.
Wow. How did I know that?
I know it. But so, here we go. I mean, historic, well, the pandemic year, and we got our first no-hitter, and they seem to be, you know, we started out with, which leads to a story that I'm about to tell. You know, we started out with some infections coming out of the gate, and we thought, here we go. But they seem to be handling it pretty well,
just,
you know, their plan.
It had to be weird, Phil, to know. He said he figured it out in the seventh. He realized, hey, look, I got six more outs here. After the seventh, I've got six more outs here, and I'm done.
Yeah.
I've got a no-hitter. Let's do this. So I'm sure there was discussion that you could actually hear that you couldn't because of the crowd. Not being there.
That's
but
true.
Anyway, congratulations to the White Sox and him. We got our first no-hitter. By the way, we're halfway through baseball this season, which is strange, too. And you saw something, a documentary you're talking about.
Okay, so, well, it's just a
feature. I don't
know
this story, by the way.
It's
it was new to me.
There's a feature that Brian Gumbel has on HBO, Real Sports, with Brian Gumbel.
You'll go there quick.
Oh, it's
you
really
like
good.
That show.
They have little short stories, you know. And they have different reporters that report on them. They do it. It's really well done. I'm not a huge Brian Gumbel fan, but I like this show. Anyway, so I didn't know this. They start off with in the Miami Marlins, second baseman. is a 30-year-old rookie. And I thought, well, that's kind of interesting there. He's 30. He's been in the minor leagues for 6 years, which means he started at 24,
okay,
which was considered old to be starting in the minor leagues. But I'm going to tell you why. This story, his name is Eddie Alvarez.
Okay.
His parents came over from Cuba, his family, you know, fleeing Cuba, and he's got an older brother who was a baseball player. Well, Eddie, when he was 5 years old, got into the inline skating, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They're in Miami, so it's, down there on the beach, and he was a phenom. He's 5 years old, and they were showing him doing tricks and stuff.
Inline skating phenom.
Phenom. He could do all kinds of – he would go backwards, and he would do his feet and go through all these bottles, and he would go at South Beach, and people would give him tips and stuff, and he was like an attraction. He's 5 years old. Well, then I didn't know they had this, but then they have racing like they do speed skating.
Yeah.
For inline, well, he was smoking everybody. Well, somebody tells him, they say, well, you need to try on ice. So he starts doing it on ice, and he's even faster. So flash forward, he's got an older brother the whole time playing baseball. His brother's in the minor leagues. He was his older brother, and he would make fun of him. He was in high school and all coming up. He would say, you need to put them tights up because they wear them tights and come play baseball. Now, they didn't really touch on whether he played baseball. He had to play some.
I would say probably.
They didn't really focus on that, but he – the son of a gun wins an Olympic silver medal in the Sochi Olympics in Russia as a speed skater. He's from, first of
really?
All, a guy from Miami who's a speed skater.
That's
on
a story
ice
within itself.
Is a story within itself. He wins his gold medal. He's 24, and he goes, I think I'm going to play baseball. His brother's like, you can't just show up now and play. Well, he did. Makes a team, gets on a minor league team, works his way up. He's in AAA for the Marlins. And when the pandemic hit, they had some people. You remember they had all the positives? He got pulled up.
The taxi squad.
30-year-old rookie. And they showed him playing second base. Got a glove, man. He's an excellent defense player. And he's a good hitter. And I don't know if he's still up when the story. I'm not sure exactly when this story, because I think they update their stories about monthly. But this guy went from – first of all, I'm from Miami. I become an ice skater. And I win an Olympic silver medal. Don't forget that.
Unreal.
I mean, he was that serious of an ice skater. And then he quits that, starts playing baseball at 24. You know, I'm sure he played a little before, but I'm talking about a professional career. 24, his brother played in the minor leagues for years, and I think together they own like a baseball academy or something. But anyway, 30-year-old rookie this year, been in the minor league for 6 years, and gets pulled up and is playing well. And like they he asked
what a the, fantastic story.
The journalist who did the story, when they do the stories, they sit down and talk to Brian Gumbel. He asked her, he said, what do you think? You think he goes, because without the pandemic, he probably didn't get called up. She goes, well, now wait a minute. She goes, I'm going to defend him. She said, he was in AAA. He was batting .323. And she said, and you saw how great of a fielder he is. She said, I think that he would have probably got a shot eventually anyway. So it was amazing. I mean,
to update you, he is currently batting a little over .200. And this is his major league stats. He's had 34 at bats. He's had 7 hits. Played in 11 games.
How about that?
That's a
30-year-old rookie, former Olympic medal, Olympic silver medalist in the Sochi Olympics in speed skating from Miami, which is, like we said, bizarre enough. And now he decided at 24, well, I'm gonna go play baseball at the highest level. And I mean, that's amazing. It's amazing. They'll do a movie about it.
Greg, that's coming soon.
Yeah.
You know who's going to play him? Speedy.
Speedy. Speedy, or Speedy will play his older brother that coaches him.
How about that?
I thought it was a good story.
I like when you bring things to the table like that.
Man, I mean, who would have thought it?
So he was in. So he won the medal in Sochi.
Yeah. It he won a crazy. Silver medal in speed skating.
Now he's playing baseball.
He started his baseball career at 24 years old.
Love that.
In the bigs.
Love that.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
You just show up because I'm blowing the lid off.
They're my friends. They're my friends.
You're listening to The Rick and Bubba Show, the two sexiest fat men alive.
Yeah, they are, and they'll be joining us at the top of the hour. Helmsy here alongside Greg Burgess. Speedy out today. We'll get to that in a little bit. Greg?
This hour of the Rick and Bubba Show is sponsored by CandyCo.com/Bubba. You know, if you don't have a megawatt smile to show off, CandyCo.com/Bubba can help you. Candid's clear liners are comfortable, removable, and totally invisible, unlike wire braces. You can transform your smile without anybody noticing. Plus, your treatment is prescribed and monitored remotely by a licensed orthodontist who's an expert in the tooth movement field. With some of those other companies, you may never hear from the doctor, but that's not the case here. With Candyco.com/Bubba, your treatment includes remote monitoring by the same orthodontist who created your plan. It's pretty cool. The average treatment is just 6 months. You'll start seeing results way before then. It costs an average of 50% less than Invisalign and others. Get started today with Candid's risk-free starter kit and $75 off. Go to Candyco.com/Bubba. Use the code Bubba for your risk-free starter kit and $75 off. You can also find the link at rickandbubba.com under the sponsors. Candyco.
How'd you like it, Candyco? That was good. I'm going to pull back the curtain here. So you said, Helms, you got any music over there that doesn't have, you know, lyrics to it so I can, you know, read this and I have to worry about it. So this is what I played you. And I thought, he's going to hate this worse than having something behind him.
I'm not sure, but it worked. It does.
Is that what you want?
Because if I'm reading something, I'd rather not have lyrics behind me. That's just me.
No, I like that too.
But
to me, it's too much.
It is. A lot of talking going on.
I like how you think.
I'm not sure what that was you got, but it worked.
Well, you said
no words. You know what it reminded me of? Candyco. You know, make me think about teeth.
You know what it was? It was the only song in my playlist that didn't have words.
Okay.
So that's why I play it.
I like it. So every time I read it brought to you by, that's what I want.
I'll find some more.
No, I want that.
I'll find some more, Greg.
If it's not that, I'm going to just lock jaw. I ain't going to say a word.
So you talked about this awesome documentary about Eddie Alvarez.
Yeah, it was a featured story on Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel.
Okay, so there it is. Go watch it.
Olympic ice skater turned pro baseball player.
Phenomenal.
From Miami.
Phenomenal story. This guy evidently was he was born to be an athlete.
Quite an athlete.
Period.
Yep.
So a couple things I want to do this segment, unless you got something. One, there's a show, speaking of shows, there's one coming out.
Yes.
I think this, in September, it airs. The Bradshaw Bunch.
I like it.
Essentially, it's Terry Bradshaw and his family.
Who don't love Terry Bradshaw?
I know.
He always looks like he's happy in a good mood. He likes to cut up and have a good time. He's good in movies, by the way. He's funny when he's in movies. But this is reality, right? This isn't some script. This is him and his daughters and his wife.
I think he has three daughters.
Yep.
And his wife, and they basically set up shop like you would at any other reality.
And this is
show
on the
home.
E-Network.
Yes.
Not sure when.
I don't know if I even get the E-Network.
I think it's way up there on mine. I think I do get it. But I watched some of the highlights of it. It looks pretty funny.
It does.
Because it's just him and a bunch of women. He's the only dude in it.
Well, and you talk.
By now, he's got I think one of his daughter's fiance showed him in there, and he kind of gives him
clip,
a hard time.
Funny clip in the trailer of that.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like it'll be funny.
It does. And it's one of those things, too, and you brought it up. Terry, I've never seen, and I know he is. I know he's a human being, but I have never seen Terry Bradshaw in a bad mood.
And you know what? I think, if I'm wrong, somebody correct me, I saw his story, and I think he battled depression.
Really?
Yeah, because you wouldn't think that because of his personality. And I know he had trouble, because when he first got in the NFL, he had a slow start, and people called him dumb because he was old country hick and all this, and they portrayed him as he was a little bit thick-headed, and I think that bothered him.
Well, and
I may have made all that up, but I thought I saw that.
I'll say this, too. He's got three daughters. They're older, and a wife. How is he that happy in that house? Huh?
You think he's faking it for the camera?
I mean, goodness gracious.
That's a lot of women to deal with.
It is. Look, I'm on record. Love women. My mom's a
woman.
That's
good to hear, Hal.
My wife's a woman. I've got two daughters. Our dog is even a female. Love women. But goodness gracious. But Terry's heart's a lot bigger than mine, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Either that or he drinks a lot, one of the two.
There's always
that. Could
be
that.
There's always that. Off camera, who knows?
I think he'll turn one back.
Well, you know, when you got a house full like that, maybe every now and then you got to knock the edge off.
All right, so last night.
Just knock the edge off a little bit.
While I was watching the RNC, I was writing down some things that I wanted to know. You know how I come in here sometimes?
How about that notebook you got there?
You know, I'm about done with you and Speedy making fun of my notebooks. I've seen y'all do it. I've got three or four notebooks I carry around with
me. Yeah, why different ones? They all have different.
So they all have different meanings to me and what I'm writing in.
There's the red one.
So the red one's pretty key. The red one is to-do list. mm-hmm. both work and personal. So if you flip through this, you see it's my, hey, this is what you got to knock out today. It's what you didn't knock out yesterday and what's coming up. So that's
boy,
what that
oh
is.
Oh, boy.
Then this one is nothing but show prep. So this is just I write notes during the day of things I hear, things I see on Twitter. And like, for instance, I'll tell you, so the notebook was in the bedroom last night, Greg. Sitting there watching the RNC, laying on the bed. Started thinking of some questions that I could ask you this morning. Mm. Some thought-provoking questions. And I do this from time to time. We do the what-ifs.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, we had a story this week where the Associated Press came out with a poll. And all that was a what-if.
Yeah.
The Associated Press got to the writers and said, hey, you're what right. if? And let's y'all play that game.
Think. Yeah.
And that's what they did. That's all this is.
Yeah.
It's what-if questions. And there's some other things, but this is what I thought about
last
night. Did
you get some good ones?
Looked up some things, too. I want to know this.
No.
And I don't know how I would answer this. You could, if what if you could live perfectly well without sleep, how would you spend your nights? If you did not have to sleep, how would you spend your nights?
So you would have access to 24 hours.
So think about right now, when do you go to bed at night?
During the week, about 8:30.
8:30. So from 8:30 till 2:30?
Wow, I don't know what I would do.
What would you do?
Well, I'm not going to watch TV the whole time.
No.
Wow.
How about that? Thought-provoking?
Because I'm not going to lay around because I'm not tired. I don't have to have sleep.
You know, and that's something else.
But you can't cut grass as it's dark. I guess you could if you had turned the headlights on, but that's not as good.
Floodlights?
Yeah, or the headlights,
or the headlights on the lawnmower.
But you really can't see that good with those. So you really wouldn't do chores, would you?
You could.
You could work out. I guess if you wanted to work out, you could change it to the end. You're around the dark, it wouldn't be so hot. Sadly, probably eat. You know, if I'm awake that long, I'm going to be eating something.
Think about that. And that brings up another point. And we talked about, me and you talked about this the other day, on how important a mattress was. Because we always go cheap on it.
Yeah.
And I do. I've never bought an expensive mattress.
I know, and I need to.
And yet, what I'm about to say is going to shock some people because they've never heard this before. If you live to 70, you spend a third of your life in bed.
That's true.
Okay? A third of your life.
Wow.
If you live to be 75 years old, you have spent 25 years in the bed.
And you're doing it on a half-A mattress. 25 years in the bed. That's a lot.
So I think you probably ought to invest in a decent mattress.
You know, if something that you're going to maybe, like I say, you ever get something, you go, well, I never used that. I don't know why I bought it. That doesn't apply here.
Hey, we sleep a lot.
You're going to use it. You're going to use it a lot.
We sleep a lot.
25 years if you live to be, what'd you say, 75?
Yeah. Isn't that a third?
Yeah, it is. That's why we went with that number, because we could actually figure that one out.
That's the only reason I went with it.
I would have went with that one, too.
70 threw me for a loop for some reason.
Yeah. 75, I got it. 25, 25, 25. Got it.
Think about that. That's a long.
That's a lot.
Hey,
that's
20, a lot. 25 years in
I'm
the
going to
bed.
I'm calling Casper asleep. Right now. I'm calling him.
If that ain't a commercial for Casper, I don't know what is.
Doggone, son.
And their prices are relatively. I mean, I mean, it's not that expensive. You're
well,
not going
any,
out.
No, any mattress is an investment.
I didn't want this to turn into a brought
no,
to you by.
No,
but,
no, I'm just saying. But you're right. I never thought about that. Why would I cut corners there when it's something I'm probably going to use more than anything.
I can't think of anything else I'm doing for 25 years in that time frame.
Wow.
So you don't know what you would do with your time if we didn't have to sleep.
I just can't. I mean, because, you know, because your day, your whole life, you always have that allow for sleep time. I can't put my mind around
it. I guess I would do what I currently do. I just do more of it.
Yeah. You like know, I said, I'd check out.
I'd watch
shows.
A little more TV. I'd probably exercise a little more.
Maybe
I would.
I mean, like I say, probably it's time for him. You might as well work another meal in if you're going to be up that long.
Write more things in my notebook.
You know what I'm saying? You know, you eat supposedly 3 times a day, depending on how you. But if you're up 24/7, you got to add another meal.
You do? No doubt.
The 3 ain't going. They're not going to do it. So add that in there somewhere.
A smoothie could probably get you through it, but
I don't know.
I wish we had 7-8 extra hours. I really do.
So you want to do away with sleeping?
I did. Well, I mean, I thought that was
not very productive. I'll give you that.
Yeah, it's not. It's not
healthy.
And yet we'll do it for 25 years if we live to be 75. Mm. All right. You know what? I'm gonna go to break and come back. I'm not going there yet.
Okay. Scared?
Well, no. I want some time for it. I got a couple more. I didn't know that was going to take as long as it did.
Well,
you got talking about my notebooks, threw me off.
I've noticed that you had more.
I've got two more too.
See, that's what the other day I thought you had one of them.
One of them's for finances, and the other one is for. I don't want to tell you what the other one is. You'll make fun of it.
Okay. Were you writing poetry now? Is that it?
No, but I write things.
Short stories.
No. We'll be back. Hang
working
with
on a book.
Rick and Bubba. Rick and Bubba. Right.
Finally sit around and cook some soups and eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
Yeah, we are. 51 minutes after the hour. It's the Rick and Bubba Show. Helmsy alongside Greg Burgess. We're kicking it off. It's called the Kickoff Hour. Hello, YouTube. How are y'all? Hope things are well in your world. Tune in. Radio affiliates everywhere across this great land. Speaking of this great land, Greg, some disturbing scenes last night as the riots continue in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and Portland, Oregon. We've got shootings now. And,
yeah, it's getting a little rough.
Seriously, and we will discuss it when the guys join us. Adler in the TV room as well. Speedy out today. He's going to check in with us later on. We'll let you know what's going on in his world. So last night, I see a guy, I guess it was this morning, but it happened last night. I see a guy sitting on the ground with a semi-automatic rifle.
Yeah.
And people are going, the rioters, the looters, they're going to attack him. These Marxists, these supposed to be peaceful protesters, are going to attack him, and he unloads on them.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's a very shocking scene.
So he decided
scene.
It wasn't going to happen.
Yeah. And, dang. I mean, semi-automatic sitting on the ground, start shooting folks. And then in Kenosha, Wisconsin, where the Jacob Blake police shooting happened, and we'll give you an update on that later on today as well. Family spoke out yesterday. His update. And he's in the hospital, and there's some audio from the dispatch from the police that's been released, along with video footage. So we'll catch you up on all that. But also in that town, as they continue to burn and loot, a guy was shot in the head. And it was a very – I don't know. Ooh. I couldn't tell by watching it if it was an accidental deal or somebody was protecting themselves. But it was so graphic that you could see, like, he had like a mask on, and you could see the blood coming. I mean,
wow.
I don't think he made it, but we'll give you an update on that.
Oh, it's just chaos.
Yeah, yeah. So when we went to break, Greg, we had we were talking about. I asked you a what if question. What if we didn't sleep? What if we didn't have to sleep? What if our bodies didn't require it? What would you do with that time?
Yeah,
we talked about that's normal for 8 hours. 24-hour day, that's a 30-year time. You live to be 75, 25 years in the bed. And so that we were having that discussion on what we would do that time. And Jason from Alabama checking in. Jason, how are you this morning?
All right. Y'all doing all right?
Oh, yeah. We're good. We're good.
You keeping mama's boy happy?
That's right.
Trying to. It's a tall task. I keep the coffee pot full, and that seems to help.
That works.
That's right. Keep his diaper changed.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Now, did y'all brother watch a no-hitter ball game or one that was close, say the score was like 9-10?
Ooh.
Ooh. To be honest, I appreciate a no-hitter, but from an entertainment standpoint, I would rather watch the one where they score a lot of runs.
That's a fantastic.
What do you think about it there?
He hung up. By the way, I've noticed, and he's kidding, but he gets to you a little
bit.
Yeah,
I'd like to fight him.
The minute he called, and I wouldn't tell you
it
was.
He loves it.
I was definitely putting him on. I'm with you. I would rather have the entertainment of.
I know, and I appreciate. I want to watch the last inning. I want to watch the ninth.
Yeah, yeah.
Now that's when it gets intense.
Yeah, I've.
If I can just fast forward to the ninth inning, then I'd probably the no hitter.
Have you ever been to a major league game or a minor league game, college game, where a no hitter was in play through about 6 or 7 innings?
I don't think. Not that I remember. I don't know. I don't think so. You?
I've actually played in one where it was going on.
Yeah, I
a couple actually, but that That was in college, and it's you know it's like you don't say anything.
I watched that one when Kevin Costner threw that one when he played for the Tigers. That one was
for love of the game.
Yeah,
it's a fantastic.
It
movie.
Is. It is. His old arm got hurting him at the end. I didn't think he was. Going to
How about
make
I'm a huge...
Does that count?
No,
no,
it doesn't.
Okay, no, I guess not.
I'm a huge Kevin Costner fan.
Oh yeah. Got a lot of good movies out there.
I think that's the one man my mom would leave my dad for.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. She loves Kevin Costner.
How about
Thought
that?
I'd throw that out
well,
there.
Well, you know.
James Spann is that for me. My wife would leave me tomorrow for James Spann.
Well, of course. My goodness. I mean, you got to watch James.
She wears James Spann t-shirts around the house.
Lisa's got one, too.
We got a bobblehead that overlooks the living room. I'm not making that
everything
up.
That's yeah. happening.
And I'll move it every once in a while. To see if it rattles her and it bothers her.
Just put him, hey, put James back
hey,
where
hey,
he goes.
Where's James?
Where's James at? He's supposed to be on lookout. Makes you feel like no bad weather can happen to you as long as he's sitting there. With that
right above the fireplace so he can overlook the room.
There it is. That's a great decoration for the house.
I didn't make any of that up, by the way. Oh, wow. She'd leave me tomorrow, Greg.
Something about weather, man. Something about weather.
So we were doing what if questions. I thought Jason had a great one. This one, I don't know whether to go with one of two, because I don't want to do but one of these today. All right, so you wake up, your house is on fire.
My house
the
is on fire.
Other
That's
human,
a great...
The other human beings are safe.
What about the dog?
The dog's fine.
Okay.
Mr. Buddy's fine.
Yeah, probably had to get Chloe. Buddy, but he'd clear out on his own.
Chloe's fine. Lisa has grabbed Chloe. Mr. Buddy's running in the yard.
Yeah.
You can grab three things inside your home and get out. What are those three things? I put you on the spot. I'm
probably, sorry. If you have any videos of your kids when they were little and stuff like that, probably grab those.
Okay.
And this is going to sound weird. Guns. I would probably grab the majority of the guns. How long do I have?
It doesn't matter. You get three things. It doesn't matter if it takes you an hour. It takes you, 10 minutes. But you only get three
After
things.
After that, I...
So yours is guns and...
Pictures
Film
and videos
of
the kids, yeah. Stuff that, see.
I wouldn't have to deal with that because all mine's online, backed up somewhere, Greg.
Well, there you go. I'm still old school in it. But.
Guns would be important.
Yeah, because a lot of
especially this day and age.
And you're going to laugh. A lot of them are sentimental that were given to me by my dad and stuff like that. So, I know you go, oh, it's good, Greg. But,
no, I get it. I get that.
And the other things are not replaceable if you don't get them out. And is there anything else in there I would. Am I risking myself by staying to get it?
Greg,
or am I, out
I told you can safely get three things.
I really can't think of a third thing.
Yeah. The only thing I could think about is now that you've brought up
I'd
the
back
guns,
the car out of the garage so while I'm at it. Even though insurance will replace that. But if I got time, I might as well get it.
We've got a small safe in our house with, it has everything document-wise we could possibly need. That's what.
And it's supposed to be fireproof, but you don't want them. I got mine in a box, but what if it's really not?
Look, I've seen videos and pictures of a fireproof safe
that's something
that
I would
didn't
grab.
Make it.
I would grab that, too.
So that would be one. The sentimental side of the guns would definitely be, but I'm like you. There's not a whole lot. Heck, I don't have any clothes, so that'd be great for me just to have to upgrade that.
That's what I was about to say. I couldn't think of any wardrobe that I would grab. I mean, that means anything to me. I might get my toothbrush.
Well, your hygiene level's on point.
Yeah, you got to keep that.
Yeah. All right. Everybody will join us next. Hang with us. Rick and Bubba Show.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Goes in Ohio.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Pass the gravy, please.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Ooh, it brings me to my knees.
Rick and Bubba.
6 minutes now past the hour. Hello and welcome to another hour of the Rick and Bubba Show. This hour starts with a national anthem.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets regular, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
It is 8 minutes past the hour. The Rick and Bubba Show. 866 We Be Big is our number. The Real Greg Burgess, Helmsy, Eddie Van Adler, Team Rick and Bubba here. Speedy is out. We'll hear from Speedy on the program today. We'll get an update on what's going on in the life of Speedy. Your phone calls will be prominent at 866 We Be Big. Our website, Rick and Bubba, spell out the word and.com. Go there for all the information about the Rick and Bubba Show. For those of you that are we still having Spotify, Google problems? So that there, if you do the podcast daily archives, and if you say, well, I use Spotify and Google, you're probably frustrated. We're getting your emails. I don't know what's going on there. So just go to rickandbubba.com. Look at the top right corner, and you'll see all the different ways to get the show, and our podcast link is prominent. Click on that, and you can still get the podcast archives via that link until your Spotify, Google world works itself out, whatever's going on. All right, so let's bring in the other half, and then we'll get this thing started. You mean the silver tone one, Rick? Yep. The man with a golden voice, professional lunch eater's man of the year, the inventor of pizza and a cup, Shakespeare's worst nightmare, and a master at a king's English. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Bill Bubba Bussey.
How about you, Rick Burgess? Friends, neighbors, and associates.
Come on, Bubba, pull up. Get your seat. Hey!
Me and all my friends, we're all misunderstood.
Say.
They say we stand for nothing and there's no way we ever could.
Come on.
Now we see everything that's going wrong with the world.
We keep on waiting.
Yeah, about you.
Bubba, how are you?
Rick, I am fine. I hope everyone else is doing well. You know, we get up today and we find out that the little hurricane that could, they're saying now, will be a Category 4 when it goes aground.
Mm.
Give us another 24 hours, we may have you a 5. Who knows?
We'll see. We will see. And that's when you get put in the Hall of Fame.
Hey, Laura was serious business, wasn't she?
Yeah, there, you know, there is some,
shape Marco up and then look at her.
There is a you know, and I know we've talked about it, and I know the women are already waiting on it. And you, I'm sorry, I mean, but let me tell you when I'll stop saying things like this, when things like this stop happening. But I mean, you had the one named Marco. He couldn't. He just kind of said, "Look, I'll just step out of the way." And then, of course, the one named after a woman's wreaking havoc.
Yep.
So anyway,
don't mess with Laura.
I mean, tell you. So we'll see. We'll continue to update you on that as best we can. As I said, we'll try to hear from Speedy. He'll give us Life of Speedy today. We'll weigh in on that. We'll try to update you. I know the kickoff hour, Helms, Greg Adler, they were talking about, you know, there's more chaos in the streets of America, and that's going on. We've got the Republican National Convention attempting to these conventions that are, you know, in empty rooms, and it's just weird. I didn't see any last night.
Well, there was a couple of pretty good speakers. We won't play all of them today, but I mean, there was a couple of them. I thought, man, they are awesome. They really did a good job. Of course, Melania spoke, and Bette Midler has attacked her on Twitter, Well, and now she's getting blowback from that. I wonder how it feels for someone who is a big lib to be called a xenophobe.
That's hilarious.
Well, just go back.
They're caught up in their own
right.
lab, aren't they?
Just go back to it again. Just remember, and I know this is, but it's so true. Just pay attention. The bottom line is this. You have two different ideologies in this country. You certainly got to decide.
I mean, vast.
You got to decide your principles, which one. And I'm not talking about the feel-goodism of it all, because what you realize when you see the Bette Midlers, when you see a bunch of fascists saying they're anti-fascist when they're being fascist, and when you see all this going on, you realize it's just two different ideologies. There are wicked and evil people in both ideologies.
Yeah.
The left is no more kind than anybody else. As a matter of fact, at times they can be as vicious.
Rick, they're the light.
Yeah, they're not. But
they're not the light.
But here's the thing. You know, the thing, Greg, and I know you're being facetious, but they're not.
Well, that's their thing.
But they're not.
No, Rick, really.
They're just as bad as anybody else
they support.
You know, they're the ones that wear the bumper stickers, you know, about mean people while being a mean person.
Yeah,
I mean, it's, you know, they would, if anybody had done what Bette Midler did about somebody's somebody's accent, The View would go on live and say we need to double our airtime today.
Oh yeah, exactly. The View might, Rick, just whatever hour it is, they might call them in. And right. they go live right at the moment.
Rachel Maddow would be crying on the air. I couldn't even get through her you know, her update because she would be crying and talking about, you know, we would look. Anderson Cooper would be, you know, he would be in the fetal position, you know, and talking about how can people sleep at night. So they're just as flawed and just as wicked and just as evil as anyone. They just have a different worldview that some of y'all need to realize for this country is really dangerous.
Yeah,
and
Rick, we fought wars to defeat.
They have no high ground
to defeat governments that had the exact same ideology.
If I hear another Bette Midler out there say that Donald Trump is mean, come on,
yeah, really,
from you? Are you kidding me? All you're saying is, look, he just plays for the other team. He's on the other political side of the fence. You're just as mean as he is.
And, Rick,
different.
No. This is the bunch who just was about to lose their mind because we're not letting immigrants just come in here wide open. What do y'all think Melania is? She's an immigrant.
Look, guys, we're living in a
I know she's got a little Zsa to her. That's fine.
Look, yeah. y'all, we're
she ain't from here.
Some of the fun that we're having, guys. You realize we've been told, hey, watch out with the accents now. Watch out!
I'm so tired of everybody. Eggshells.
Well, hey, watch out with the accents. And then, of course, they trash Melania because having a thick accent. I mean, come on. They're just a bunch of hypocrites.
You know what? Hey, she really speaks that way. We're the ones that are just doing it for comedy.
But to mock it. Can you imagine if there had been someone get up at the Democratic convention with a thick accent from where they were from, telling their American story, and we were all, they can't even speak English. I mean, they would have lost their minds.
What are you talking about?
They would, and we'd
have. Yeah, Rick, it's not that she is imitating her for satire or for discussion, but she's dogging her for speaking that way.
She's got a great story. If she was a Democrat, she would be. She would be the greatest American story on the planet.
Absolutely,
and it would be like this is the reason why that we don't need to have walls. Melania Trump would have never happened if we had walls. That's what you'd be hearing.
Oh, yeah.
If she was a Democrat or was the first lady right now for the Democrats, she would be the most sought after American story. But she's not. So then she's now fair game. They're hypocrites. They're inconsistent. But the people who are emotional usually aren't. So they don't have any high ground. I know some of you young people, you've been convinced that somehow the left has the sweeter, kinder, utopian high ground. That is a bunch of garbage. They're socialist. Or they think they're socialist. They're really not, but they think they are. We'll be back. More Rick and Bubba next.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Conservative, heterosexual, gun-toting, football-loving, evangelical Christian white men. In other words, the two most dangerous men in America, Rick and Bubba.
Let's go with it. 21 minutes past the hour. Yeah, we're here. Rick and Bubba, we still standing, baby.
Your love is fading. I can feel your love fading. Woman, it's fading away from me.
right, so let's go inside the show. And like I said, we'll get an update from Speedy coming up if we can get the Zoom to work. I keep waiting on the Zoom to change. But anyway, so Bubba, yesterday at one point we thought that you has nothing to do with COVID-19, but that you may have puffy leg. We thought you might have a medical issue yesterday.
Well,
puffy leg, you'll always be home to me. Good old puffy leg.
Go ahead, Puffy Leg.
So,
Puffy Leg, come and see.
I'm always getting cut up on my legs because I'm out doing stuff.
You like to walk through briars.
Well, I don't like to, but, you get in the bushes doing something, you'll get all scratched up, up. Well, I cut my leg on a piece of plastic, on the corner of a plastic box about a week ago.
Wait a minute. But you cut the corner a little close on the way by?
Yeah, it was like one of them boxes that the lids flip open, and I hit the corner of it, and it cut it.
Felt good.
And I noticed it was bleeding a little bit, so I just, dabbed it with toilet paper and went on. I didn't even think to put anything on it. It wasn't, that big a deal. Because I do it all the time. I mean, I get cut up all the time. And, like, right now, I got two or three cuts on my hands. I mean, it's always something. And this weekend, Betty said, your leg is not looking real good. Have you something happened to it? And I said, well, not only am I going through bushes and still being cut and hitting it on things. I said, I've run through some spider webs this week and cleaning out some stuff in the basement. And
I thought that raccoon bit you.
And you just never know. I mean, it's all kind of stuff.
I thought brown recluse.
Dogs licking happens. On you, cats rubbing on you. Never know.
But you saw my text yesterday. I thought we're in dog days.
Well,
I thought if a dog licks you right now, it turns it around.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, after the 15th.
Yeah.
Or this is the 21st. I can't
remember. I don't know. We're sitting here late August. I thought, let it lick away.
So anyway, Betty said, we're gonna watch this, keep an eye on it, and
a little heat in it.
Then yesterday, y'all were making fuss about it, and it was looking worse.
It didn't look good.
And Betty took a picture of it. Not something you want to frame.
No,
but at least you have documentation. So when I came in, she took another picture of it. She said, "Well, this is getting worse. So we got to go see a doctor about this." I said, "Well, it's kind of hard. My doctor's in the hospital trying to breathe, and
we don't need to bother him."
Yeah, it's maybe a little much. And I don't know if you've tried to get in anywhere. It's like a circus right now everywhere.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And so she said, "Well, we're just going to go up here to the emergency room." And, of course, she had known someone who had something similar.
Oh, there's always a horror story.
And it had gone, terribly bad.
Well, the only reason why we didn't bring it up on the show is because you got emails of all people who had terrible stories.
Right, right.
Ever bring up a medical situation.
You know what it reminded me of? You remember when Dad, what happened to his arm?
It did look like that.
And he was in the hospital for nearly a week.
Yeah, it did look like that.
It looked like that, yeah. Now, today it looks a lot better.
Well, I mean, by the time we got there, Betty had pretty much convinced me I was going to have to stay overnight. It may have to be amputated.
I know. I saw that coming, I'm like, well, this must be worse than I thought.
I was thinking the same thing because I remember once Dad started and it got so bad. Remember, he had to stay in the hospital a long time.
It was not good.
And he wasn't happy about it.
It was
so,
not good.
So shout out to the folks at Grandview, the new hospital here. They do a great job. And we got in and, got it looked at. But the story actually starts before that because – we were leaving to go to the emergency room, and I'm thinking, should I pack an overnight bag? I mean, do I need to be? Well, you can just run back and get something. Right. Betty will run back. Okay, well.
Uh-huh. Bring some fresh underwear.
And we start to head out, and the Amazon delivery van.
Of course.
You see those.
And I see them a lot.
It stops a lot at our house.
Yeah.
I feel like they're almost family. And he got stuck on our driveway. And our driveway's kind of steep, and it's got a sharp turn in it. If you're not familiar with it. So, I mean, he'd gone up over the curb, and, if it wasn't for bushes, he'd be hanging out there. So he was antsy, and he said he had 14 more stops.
Oh, my God.
It ain't looking good, pal.
So Puffy Leg had to get out.
I said, well, I said.
Did you tell him you had a medical emergency?
I said, well, I'm going to the emergency room. Well, no, I don't guess so. I couldn't get by that. I mean, there was no way out.
Dang,
so, So I pulled the Hendrick Jeep around there. Of course, it's tough.
Snatched that song.
And right. The Gladiator. We, you know, I don't know if you've noticed, Amazon delivery vans don't have a lot of places to hook on.
Probably
to
not.
To pull them.
Yeah, I'd be afraid some of those vans you'd pull the bumper off of.
That's
well,
true.
Well, you don't hook it to the bumper.
No.
And they had a step in the back, and one side had already come off. You know, it was already flapping.
Yeah, they don't make them with the hooks.
So
they don't look very durable.
I said, I'm going to let you do this.
When I tear it up.
Yeah, and he got it up under there enough that I was able to pull him out. And it was funny because, you know, Betty's, you know, you're kind of in an aggravated situation anyway, and
nobody wants to go to the emergency room.
And I grabbed my coat to go out, and Betty said, "Are you cold?" I said, "No."
Uh-oh.
I said, "You don't know, Betty. I'll have to teach you about winches later, okay? You got to put your coat over it to keep it from flying off if it comes loose."
She thought it was high fever, didn't she?
And Greg, but what was funny, though, of course, I always tried to take cover anyway, because you don't know. I mean, if that hook comes loose.
It's called a line of fire.
It can be a nasty.
You don't want to be in the line of fire.
No, you don't. And I pull this thing up, and he's spinning his tires, you know, trying to get up. I finally get him up and out. But I put my coat on the winch line.
Right.
And I was standing around the corner, you know, taking a little cover, and the winch pulled the coat all the way up, and it got, like, hung in the winch and started chewing it up.
There went that coat.
Yeah, there it went.
It just chewed the end of it all.
Oh, my God.
So it'll look hip now.
Oh, sure.
You're a real hipster.
Yeah. People try to buy them that
way. It's blemished.
But anyway, we got him back on his way. And
did he look at your leg and go, "My goodness"?
No. But let me tell you what is funny, okay? So we're doing all this, and I'm pulling the winch back up, putting it up. And the pin falls out of it, Greg, and I'm standing there holding the hook in my
hand.
I said, "Well, I'm glad that didn't happen a minute ago."
Oh, wow.
I don't know what happened to it.
Tell you what, you were in them.
It's one of those things, when it rains, it pours, you know.
Always.
So we got to the ER, and the doctor said she gave me some oral antibiotics and said, "Watch it." And it said, "It ought to be better in a day or two. If not, come back." So
I ask you this?
The staff here was pulling for staff. Let's see.
I was pulling for you to go to the emergency room.
Everybody see my
Rick,
picture?
Rick, that was beyond funny. Over the line, but hilarious.
That was funny. There were so many texts I couldn't keep up where I was at.
That I thought you'd got a bacteria out of the lake.
Do you think they treated you differently because of the pandemic we're in? Do you think they would, if we weren't in a pandemic, would they have kept you overnight to watch it? Is what I'm asking.
No, the doc was telling me what she was looking for, and she didn't find it. So she said, you know, protocol. I mean, I was begging for a shot. I said, "At least give me a shot.
That's right.
You know, I need something now." She said, "Well, it really doesn't call for it." So
I'll tell you.
Please, I want a shot.
I'll tell you my side
give
of
me a shot.
What happened at our house when this was going to spare.
Shot!
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Daily, that common sense is a superpower. American heroes, Rick and Bubba.
35 minutes past the hour, Rick and Bubba show. Already had my first dose of Relief Factor to get the day started. And if you haven't tried it, it is all natural, 4 botanicals. All of them work pretty good in studies on the body's natural inflammatory response. And they start thinking, you know, good enough for the Avengers, good enough for botanicals. What if we put them all together in kind of a super pack? And you know what? Great results. If you haven't tried it, the over-the-counter stuff for pain management, they certainly serve a purpose, but they're not designed to be a lifestyle. They're really designed to be a bridge, like, hey, I've got a headache today or something like that. They're not really designed for you to take them all the time, and you'll see very clearly that there are side effects with using these things more than you should, and we know about the opioid addiction problems. But with Relief Factor, this is all natural. You can take it every day, and 2 packs a day for maintenance. Probably want to go with 3 packs a day if you got something that's really bothering you. Some of this chronic pain you're dealing with, this could be the answer and a natural answer for you. So go to relieffactor.com. Love getting the emails from all of you on how it's working for you. There's a 3-week trial pack option there for $19.95. And you can also find the link at rickandbubba.com under the sponsors button. So talking about Bubba and his leg and all the things yesterday, you know, it's the
It's the, you know, it's the afternoon group texts that are always just a blast with the show, because every day in the times we're living in, none of us know what's going to pop up in the group text.
Yeah, and some days I sleep through it, so I don't always get to see it.
So we're sitting there, you know, in the group text. It was so funny because, you know, when you I sent this out yesterday when Bubba said he was at the emergency room with his leg. This is the picture that I put in the group text yesterday.
I know.
So we're,
that is amazing, by the way, the way they can dig with those blades.
Yeah, I've told you that I've thought about, with all my foot problems, is would I be better off with a blade?
Well, I had plantar fasciitis for 9 months, you'd suggested just cutting it off.
Yeah, you know, that's going always an option. Blades. Yeah. It's always an option, and I call that the Ronnie Lott option.
Right.
But anyway, by the way, did we ever give Ronnie Lott enough that he cut his finger off because that got him, that gets him back on the field quicker?
We did not.
In the healing process.
Removed his finger.
Yeah. We call it the Ronnie Lott.
Had to get him back out there.
So I ran into that situation.
On number nine.
As a husband, that is always a volatile operation.
Well, you cut your finger off?
Yes, I did. And I was going to save that to the seven. But but anyway, your wife is preparing dinner for guests that are coming over. And so that means that the house has to be clean. You got all this going on. And da 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 da. And so, you know, they tend to want you to either help or to get out of the way. You know, and usually get out of the way is the better option, as my wife continues to call me the giant distraction. and so I'm messing around, you know, getting to that point now where do I need to go get the grill hot and all this. And I'm over keeping around with my phone. And she said, what are you doing? She goes, you need to be getting the grill ready. What are you doing? I said, well, I'll give you a quick update. I don't know if Speedy's ever coming back to work. Bubba's going to the emergency room, and Adler's house is on fire. And I said, "So, pardon me for getting updates. I'm trying to land this plane over here. There's a lot going on. So here's Adler's picture that he sent us. He has a
little fire.
Yeah, and Greg, you immediately, of course, weighed
in. Look at that cousin burning.
Yeah.
In the text yesterday, I'm not a Alabama Power worker or Southern Company worker, but I.
You think you can tell what's got it out?
Yeah, you know, with the way that they cut right of ways, did this street get left?
I thought the same thing.
15 years?
Maintenance budget will get cut every now.
Yeah, that transformer right there has got stuff all around.
Stuff all over it.
Yeah, and that's when it'll burn if you do.
Boy, it will.
So, shorted it out,
blew that fuse.
So Adler, did this ever get resolved? What happened there?
On fire.
And I love when you said, "Pardon me for changing the topic, but the transformer in my backyard is on fire."
Guys, things were happening like this, like rapid fire. Oh, yeah. Bubba's like, "I'm in the hospital," and I'm like, "Sorry to change the subject. There's a transformer on fire.
I ain't got no power."
But how are you, Bubba?
I'm good. Yeah. I'm good.
Yeah, and I knew, and I set Greg up. I knew Greg would respond.
He couldn't wait to weigh in.
Greg, so all these other times when you never respond to any of our stuff in the group text, I tweet something about the power, and Greg's way. Oh, that's a transformer on fire.
That's right. I wanted to educate you.
Kudzu must have gone in, and I know stuff because I worked at the power company.
But he weighed in.
Greg,
so
we got
fast.
Greg. We got Greg to tweet some the other afternoon, didn't we?
Yeah.
Y'all get mad because my phone messes everything up, and it won't go to group or something. I don't know what that is.
You just couldn't help it.
I couldn't help it. You're right. It was a throwback. I wanted to come out there and get your power back on.
Can I ask you? You just refuse the iPhone, right?
Next upgrade, I may do that.
Okay.
But I'm not.
Do you realize how many times he has said that?
Who's your service with?
Verizon.
Because you know what it looks like on the group text? Because Greg messes up our group text because he's not on iPhone. It's like we're all in the same dog pen, and you look at Greg standing outside the pen. You know, and I'm like, what are you doing out there? You're not in here with us.
I don't know why, though, when you're seeing something, we can't just have it because we're all iPhone, and Greg's is messed up.
Strangest thing.
So when Greg responds.
It works fine in my phone.
When Greg responds to our show group text, which is always full of one-liners and pictures, does he, it looks like when he responded, he's just responding to me.
It
goes to everybody individual. Okay. And not only that,
but
when we
on
send.
On my end, it stays in group text.
Okay.
But when it doesn't matter if you send it, Bubba sends it, or he sends it, if there's an image or a video and he's included, it's distorted.
I know.
Well, see, my family gets me about that because
they hate you for that.
Baby Ellis
videos
and pictures. If I'm included, it makes it blurry and small, and they all start going, so just send it to me. Just leave him out.
I know.
So that that's going to make me get an iPhone.
It will. Baby Ellis, once again.
Baby Ellis, Ellis has changed the world.
I got another one coming, too.
Just wait until this other one gets
out. Right.
Baby Ellis may get him an iPhone.
That's right.
It's probably going to happen.
We won't even recognize Greg after the second grade.
I got it. I got a used one, Greg, that you can take right now and start using.
No,
if you don't mind a few messages from the women at Windermere.
Well, that's never mind. I don't want to get in that, Bubba. I'm not sure what that is. It doesn't sound good.
Listen, you talk about Greg. You talk about grandkids, so... So the couple that Sherry and I had dinner with last night, so one of them's a granddad, and he's older than even me, and he was talking about he has three kids, and he said, right now I've got grandkid 15 and 16 wow. on the way with two different kid couples, and he said, I finally have called my kids again and said, this is not a competition. Yeah. He said, because they're like five, and now
that's
the six.
A lot of them.
And he's like, hey, this is not – y'all don't have to compete about how many kids y'all can have.
Yeah, it's like a race.
Yeah, so
arms race.
Adler, did you just look outside and see that, or what happened?
Yeah. So, how did you know it was out there?
Speaking of worlds changing, I had just – about an hour ago put a baby down for a nap.
Oh boy.
And I'm sitting in my living room.
You ever think you'd hear that?
No. I'm sitting in my living room
with that hair
eating almonds.
No.
And Kevin's sitting there.
Raw, salty, or chocolate?
The wasabi and soy sauce. That's okay. My
jam. It's always going to go something weird.
Oh, it's so good.
Why did
spicy.
I say I saw that coming.
It's so good. It's nice and spicy. And I'm sitting there and Kevin's sitting right next to me. And the explosions, because this is not in my backyard. This is 1 yard over, and it is right on the property line. So I mean, I can see this from my couch. If I look out the window, I can see the transformer box, and it explodes. It's like dynamite has gone off in my backyard. It's just boom. And I'm like, whoa! My power goes black immediately, yep. And Kevin. thinks that there is like a bear with a shotgun outside that he has to protect the house
oh.
from. So he starts barking, going
crazy.
And the
baby just got down.
And the baby's asleep. I'm like, damn it.
You start choking him.
Is that what you did?
And he's like, and he thinks I'm like chiming in. Right. I'm like, no,
so he really
please.
Goes crazy.
He's going nuts. And I'm like, man, that was loud.
What
and
about
I,
the other dog?
What about when you saw the flames?
Franklin, he
scared
just,
of thunder.
He just stayed in the back. He's so he's such a scaredy cat. My goodness.
Yeah.
He stayed in the back.
You
the
mean,
whole
he
time.
Acted more mature.
He
no
part of it.
Well, I think Franklin is terrified of life in general.
I think he's back in his crate. You know,
yeah.
like I'm locked. Like I have him locked okay. in there, buddy. The gate's open. You can come out. You can do whatever you want.
Right, yeah.
And
yeah.
so
there's no telling what happens when mom is away.
Oh.
You know?
Oh, they definitely get kenneled more often when mom's away.
Of
That's
course they
sure.
do.
Sure.
You mean put them in a box?
Right.
Well, they have their own room, so we have a baby gate in a room, guys. So it's
yeah.
It's,
yeah, yeah, just yeah. stop talking.
Okay, all right, I'm going to stop.
I'd rather talk about the ball of fire.
Did everybody in the neighborhood walk out and start staring up at it?
So I step outside, and I'm like, man, it smells like burning. This is, wow, this is crazy. And I go back inside. I step back outside like 5-10 minutes later, and I'm like, it really smells a lot. And I take 3 steps out to go look out underneath, and it's on fire. The pole is on fire. The top of the pole is on fire. I'm just like, okay, so this is just on fire. And I'm walking around, and I'm talking to my wife. When I realize, I'm like, hey, the thing's on fire. I gotta let you go. She's like, oh, okay, yeah, you should probably go. I called 911, which is a thrill. We got to admit, it's kind of exciting calling 911 every once in a while. It's kind of fun. Right?
That was Heather. I would hope not.
And so I call them, like, you guys probably already heard, but there's, you know, this pole on fire behind my house. And they're like, oh, yeah, is that? And then she says some address. And I'm like, no, my address is this. And she's like, that's the address behind your house. I'm like, okay, I don't know my neighborhood very good. Thank you for telling me. She's like, can I get off the phone with you now? I've got a lot going on.
You can talk now.
I didn't think it reached the status.
She called the power company.
She thought you overreacted.
It was on fire, Greg. There was a fire.
I'm not sure it's a 911.
And so
I called the power company and go, you got a pole on fire.
And I can hear people on the other side of the fence talking, right? And I'm like, okay, so there's people, you know, people are on this. They must have called 911. And I've got my ladder right there. And I take 2 steps up on the ladder. And all of a sudden, I can just see like a dozen people. I'm just like, oh, hey guys. I'm going to go back down.
You're so the guy on home improvement.
Yes.
Wilson.
And so, y'all, it stayed on fire for 30 minutes. It stayed on fire for 30 minutes. And then they came and a fire truck backed up the neighbor's yard. And took care of it. So, and then I got power back at like 10:30 last night. So that was a nice 5 hours. Cooked in the dark last night. You ever cooked in the dark? It's a blast.
Oh, they call it camping, don't they?
That's right.
We'll be right back.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Minutes to the top of the hour. Rick and Bubba Show, thank you for being with us today. Wednesday Bible study is back. Last week was a standalone Rick and Bubba Wednesday Bible study. The question, why do we suffer? As we walked through Scripture and saw multiple answers that have been provided in Scripture. And today, the title of today is also appropriate, and it'll be a standalone as well. Our new series will start next Wednesday, and we'll walk through 1st and 2nd Peter. But today, another standalone, the title, The Days Are Evil. And we will jump into that and all the biblical truths revolving around knowing the times in which you live. So we'll discuss that in Wednesday's Bible study today, noon Central Time. It'll be live on the YouTube channel. It'll be archived very soon after, usually within about an hour and a half, and then it'll be available in the archive form on our podcast channel and our YouTube channel, and links will be provided on all social media platforms. If you ever want to go back to past Wednesday Bible study audio archives, you can do that at burgessministries.com by just clicking on listen, and you can go back over the last 4 years worth of Bible study archives that are there in various series and standalones. So we're trying to get Speedy on the Skype, and when we were checking in the break, I did
come
not
in. Come in, Speedy.
Testing Speedy. Go. There he is. I got you.
There, look at him.
Hey, I'm at home.
Hey.
Hey. Hey,
guys.
Hey, buddy.
How y'all?
How's everything at the house of Wilburn?
It sucks, but I mean, you know,
yeah, sure.
We're making the best of it.
I know. I mean, one
lamp in front of
you. You know what you're thinking about? Maybe one more leak or something.
The last thing I'm worried about is my lighting right now. So don't critique that, or I'm gonna close the laptop.
Speedy's well, you're a little bit ill,
a little punchy.
Well, just going through a lot.
Sure,
we're good.
So tell the audience why you're not here right now, and we're just kind of giving it some time.
Okay. Well, you know, it all started, I guess, maybe Sunday afternoon. Luckily. None of us had been in contact with our oldest son, Tyler. And when we got the word that he wasn't feeling well, and I guess maybe Sunday late, he said, looking back is when he kind of started feeling like he just had allergies. Monday, the show finished. I don't know if y'all remember this, but the show finished, and I was working on the best of. In the production room, and everybody had left. I was still there. And then I got the call from Terry. And you know, when you get a call from your wife and you just hear her voice and you're like, what's wrong? And she said, well, Tyler just doesn't feel well. He just says that, he's got a massive headache, which he never gets. And a lot of drainage. He stopped up. So we go back and forth like every family would, and we're like, okay, what do we do? You know, everybody's, if anybody's got the sniffles, it's like you got COVID, you know what I mean?
Sure.
And so we're like, does he have that, or does he just have allergies? Which he doesn't have, he really never really has allergies, but every now and then he'll get, you know, stopped up like we all do. And so I'm thinking, well, maybe that's it, maybe it's not. But with others in the house, he's in a transition from, he had to have another surgery, and so he foregoed his last year of eligibility at Jacksonville State. I mean, he's 24 in November. COVID pushed his surgery back around almost 3 months. So he just decided, you know what, it's time. I've graduated. I'm working on my master's. It's time to move on. And so he's in a transition from I've graduated to I've got my job. So, you know, he's here at the house for just a short period of time. So anyway, long story short, I said, well, we got to get him tested just to be safe, because, you know, if he's got it or he doesn't have it. The good thing about it is nobody had come in contact with him. Terry's been at the beach. Reese spent the weekend away. JC's at college. And so really, I was the only one here, and he wasn't. So when he came in Sunday, he just kind of went up to his room, went to sleep, and no one was interacting with him. He wasn't walking around the house. So that's the good thing. So I'm like, okay, well, let's get him tested now. If he's still in bed and everything, let's just get him tested. So we call around and we find a place that's doing rapid tests, which, by the way, is hard to find. You can't, nobody has them. And so you got to try to find who's got them, and you got to hurry up and get there, and then you got to wait and all this kind of stuff. So he goes, he gets tested, and it comes back positive. So out of precaution for the show, I'm at home. As you can imagine, we don't want that breaking out on the show. The good thing about it is we told him to go back. He's being quarantined. Nobody is coming in contact with him at all. And he's in his bedroom, and all he can do is be in his bedroom and in bathroom, and that's it. We put food at his door like he's in prison, right. and then walk away, and then he's able to open the door, get the food, close the door, and he never comes out. And he might come out with a beard. I don't know, but we're not going to see him for 10 days. We FaceTime him and we call him, but he's but he's not allowed to come out. So, you know, that's where we are, because
that's what you got.
The good thing about it is, leading up to this moment, up to the positive, or let's say the first day that he started having symptoms, the family, you know, praise God, had not been in contact with him. So that's good. So the big thing that we had to do is go, all right, but now he is positive and I can't put him out on the road. So now the big challenge is, how do we keep from having contact with him being quarantined, isolated, off to himself, nobody around him, until he's at his 10-day mark.
How's he feeling?
Right now, he's good. He's on day 4 right now since he first started having symptoms. And, he sounded pretty stopped up, but really he's experiencing like he's got allergies or a sinus infection kind of thing. His head, he had a headache, and he said he's just tired. But other than that, he feels fine.
Any treatments? Are they giving him any of the things that may help with symptoms at all?
You know, that's a good question. Because we asked about that. We said, hey, look, you know, is this a situation where, you know, he needs to be on any type of antibiotic or steroid shot or anything like that?
And hydroxychloroquine.
Remdesivir. You hate to even mention that in a doctor's office, because then you look around to see who's going to, you know, hit you with a dart or something. But they said, no, he's fine at his age with what his symptoms are right now. You can go and get some over-the-counter medicine just to, take care of some of the symptoms that might hit him, because really his biggest thing is he's just really stopped up. So when you talk to him, it sounds like he's holding his nose, you know, and that's the biggest thing. He said his headache has kind of subsided a little bit. So every day's better.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.